Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Let's rock and let's roll, baby. Triple V. Rosie, Paul Rosenberg, back with you again on The Fan, Tuesday evening, the 16th of April, the year is 2024, 877-337-6666, that's the phone number to call or text, at Paul's Randomness on X if you want to reach me on social media, stream us on the Free Odyssey app, the F-R-E-E, Free Odyssey app, we have two people behind the glass, double A, Alex's arm, Fleegs, coming back from the Met game, 877-337-6666, and I am here for a solid count them up. 1, 2, 3 hours until my guy, the biggest Beatles fan in New York himself, Chris McMonagle, comes your way at 2 a.m. right here on The Fan in New York City. I thought I handled that really well. Tons to get into tonight, as per usual, coming off the Yankees 5-4 loss up north in Ontario. We will get to that. The first losing series of the entire season for the team. Rangers, Islanders, first round opponent set. Islanders knew they were facing the Hurricanes. Rangers, Capitals, round one. Alex Ovechkin versus Artemi Panarin. That will be a delightful matchup. Knicks, Heat, or the Sixers. Who should they want to face? Reasons why and why not? We're going to begin on the diamond, specifically in Flushing, Queens. The Mets defeat the Pirates 3-1. They move to 9-8 on the season. And just for perspective, so we all can understand this as Mets fans, 12 days ago, they dropped the first game of a doubleheader to the Tigers. They were 0-5. 12 days ago, they are now above 500 for the first time this season. Really impressive two-week stretch for this team after a dismal start to the campaign. Absolutely awful start, starting 0-5. They are now 9-8 after a good, solid, put-together, team-first 3-1 victory tonight. Now, here's what I will say about the Pirates, real quick. I'm sure there's a reason why they took out Jared Jones, and as a Met fan, I'm fine with it, but he was running through the Metropolitans. And for some reason or another, Pirates take him out. Good for us. And we can get to it, as usual. The Wendell double, Joey Wendell getting involved, that was good. Scoring Lindor, then right on the other way, Alonso scoring on a balk. The McNeil double, and Jeff McNeil is what we want to kind of zero in on here. Because we assume Lindor is going to get all the good hits. And all the we're going to assume that even if Lindor had a slow start to the season, let's assume that, right? Brett Beatty has been excellent to start the season. really, really good. We know what we're going to get from Pete Alonso. That we know. Brandon Nimmo has been very, very good. So this offense is starting to come together. And obviously, not even getting to DJ Stewart. McNeil is one of those players, if he can get on a run, can really change the team and change the offensive outlook of this team. We can all have opinions and bitch and complain, and we all know I have, when it comes to the pitching and the starting pitching. But from an offensive outlook, impressive. Again, only 3 runs tonight. Don't let that blind you. This offense is starting to come around. Hopefully, at one point this season, J.D. Martinez will make an appearance. And we can get into J.D. Martinez at one point tonight. As who knows what's wrong with his back at this point? I have no idea. Mendoza saying before the game that he will not be making the upcoming West Coast trip, which is at, I believe, is a 7 to 8 day trip, I believe. So this is another week without J.D. Martinez, which, and I spoke about this a few days ago when I was on the air, if they would have signed him when they needed to, 3 weeks left in spring training, 2 weeks left in spring training, maybe he doesn't have to ramp up and maybe he doesn't get hurt. Maybe that injection even magnifies the Mets offense even more. That is possible. So the J.D. Martinez situation is frustrating because the Mets could use him in this lineup. But we'll move on. And I also want to mention that Wendell entered the game for Brett Beatty, who left with left hammy tightness, I believe. So we'll see. Hopefully that's not too serious. I don't believe it is. We'll see. But again, a really, really, really impressive win, and I owe an apology to the Mets fans and to the listeners of WFAN. Because a few days ago, and a few weeks ago, frankly, the Mets were 0-2. And I said, heading into the third game of the season against the Brew Crew, that that was as close to a must-win game as you can get in March. And I honestly believe that. Now, they didn't end up winning. They lost the next 3 games and started 0-5. But that's how much the sour taste in Mets fans' mouth that was to start the season. Because being a fan is a present-day job. I'm reacting to what I see that day, that night. That's what I'm reacting to. So that is why I was so visceral with that. Obviously, I know the season is long and it's 162 games. Obviously, I know that. I still have question marks about the Metropolitans. I'm still frustrated they didn't sign Jordan Montgomery. And they should have, because they had a need and a massive void at the top of their rotation, and they did not sign Jordan Montgomery. I am still frustrated about that. Mets fans should be frustrated about that. That's something that could come down later in the year if the season is going well to bite us in the ass. That could happen. I am still frustrated with the Pete Alonso situation. I'm still frustrated at David Stearns, who also spoke today. I'm still frustrated that he is going to have to make a really tough call as we get towards the trade deadline. Yes, I'm talking trade deadline. Yes, I know it's months away. Because if the Mets are close or out of it, they have to make a decision on if they need to move Pete Alonso or not. And I am of the volition and the side that if they are out of it, whatever your definition of out of it is, 7 games, 10 games, whatever that number is, if they are out of it, they have to trade Pete Alonso.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You cannot risk losing him for nothing. He is too valuable of an asset. He is too good of a player. He is too good of a slugger. So these are all these things you can be frustrated as Mets fans. And we can talk about this throughout the night. 877-337-6666. However, savor the good moments. That's okay. So many times people come on and they're negative. It's okay to be positive. It's okay. It's okay to be happy that the Mets won tonight. That's good. Again, that's a really good win. Winner, they won 9 of their last 12. It's not like Pittsburgh is bad. This isn't Pittsburgh, you know, your typical Pittsburgh Pirate team. They were 11-6 going into tonight. Now they're 11-7. Mets 9-8. Winners of 9 of their last 12. Another comeback win for the Metropolitans. It's a good win. Mets fans should be happy with that. We can get into what the season will hold. We can talk about how they can improve this team. Early season expectations. Early season moves. What we think of the bullpen. What we think of Jose Quintana. And Severino. And Adrian Hauser. And Julio Teheran. And the bullpen. And obviously the lights out performance of Edwin Diaz. And whatever is happening with that. Now he didn't pitch tonight. But whatever is happening with, I have to, at one point, I'm going to ask Fliegelman about this. I don't know if Fliegelman has been to an Edwin Diaz game where they do the lights and the music and stuff. He has not. Okay. He has not been to that game. I have to talk to someone who's been to the Edwin Diaz experience. Because if you're doing that, you better be on that, on a, essentially a Mariano Rivera level. If you're pumping the trumpets in there, if you're doing all that, you better be on that level. And guess what, everyone? He is on that level. He is that damn good. So the Mets have a lot of good things going on right now. The vibes are high. Vibes are high. Vibes are good right now. Which is a stark change. A stark change to just 2 weeks ago. Just 2 weeks ago. When the Mets were 0-2. And I said at 0-2, it was as close to a must-win game in March as you can possibly get. Truer words never been spoken. Being a fan is a present-day job. My job is to react in real time to things that are going on, right? That's what we're doing. I don't think I'm being negative. I think I'm being realistic. I am a diehard Mets fan. My entire life. I need one thing before I leave this rock. That's a Mets World Series. That's all I want. Well, I probably want other things in life, but that's all I want is a Mets World Series championship. That's it. Nothing more. I just need one. I don't need 27. I need one. So I want that to happen. It was the offseason was frustrating to me because I thought they had the pieces to make it happen and they chose not to do it. They chose to kind of reel back a little bit. That was frustrating for me. But winners of 9 of their last 12, 9-8, over 500 for the first time this season. Mendoza seems to be getting his footing better. I like some of the moves he's making. The pinch hitting with DJ Stewart, I believe that was last night. I thought that was a really, really good move. And slowly but surely, the negative Met train, which was full steam ahead, possibly led by me, Paul Rosenberg, we pumped the brakes on a little bit. And that's okay. It's okay to pump the brakes on it. But Mets fans, be happy. 9-8. Over 500? If you want to get into the future, we can talk about that. But Mets fans should be very happy with this win tonight. And should be very happy with the previous 2 weeks of play. They have certainly shut me up. I didn't think they had it in them. I don't know if I still believe they fully have it in them. But I'm okay to think that way. And I'm still okay to root for them. I can root for a team and be realistic. Two things can be true. Let's get going on the phones. 877-337-6666. That's the phone number to call. Bill in Redding is on the fan. Bill, good evening, my man.
How you doing, Rosie?
Good. What's going on, bud?
Just calling about the Met game tonight. I was really happy with the win. And I was one of those Met fans that were going nuts when they started 0-5. The first game of the year made me sick to my stomach how they just got one hit, and I thought the whole year was over, and,
yeah,
you know, now I'm just happy that they turned things around.
And by the way, Bill, you were allowed to be upset. That's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Mets fans were perfectly fine and within their right to be absolutely livid after you get swept by the Brewers, and then what happens with the Tigers before they salvage the second game of that doubleheader. Barely.
Yeah.
Barely.
I thought that was it. I thought we were just going to, you know, tank the whole season. But
well,
I'm glad they turned it around.
And of course.
I'm happy to see that they're playing good. I'm still concerned a little bit about the starting pitching. I don't know if that's going to hold up.
As am I.
But I like the rest of the team. I hope they bring this kid up who's supposed to be doing really good down in AAA.
Christian Scott? Is that his name, I believe?
Yeah, Christian Scott, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and I like Buto. Buto, I think that's his name, though. Buto?
Yes.
Yes, he's good. I like that kid. I think he's doing good. And, you know, I hope they just keep it up. And just for the record, I want no part of Soto. If they want to pay that guy $600 million, I think any team is out of their mind.
Well,
I don't think he's worth that kind of money.
Bill, thanks for the call. Have a good evening, right, my man?
You got it.
Here's what I'll say about Soto. And I got into this on the Sunday morning overnight when I was on. Getting to watch Juan Soto every day is a treat. And it doesn't matter if you're a Met fan or a Yankee fan, frankly. We knew how good, like, we had an idea of Juan Soto playing on the Nationals, playing on the Padres. We had an idea of that. To actually watch him every day, the guy's an absolute stud. He's an absolute stud. I think the Juan Soto free agency is going to be fascinating. And we'll get into this later. Specifically, if the Yankees and Aaron Judge continue to struggle. And I spoke about this a lot Sunday morning. I got told to hold the horses, and that's fine. The Yankees need to have Aaron Judge be Aaron Judge to succeed. When Hal is paying Aaron Judge $40 million a year, is that going to affect his chase of Juan Soto? That's my question. And we'll get into that as we go along. Let me keep it up with the Mets. Dave in West Orange is on the Fan. Dave, good evening, my man.
Hey, what's going on, my friend?
Dave, how are you?
I'm all right. He was thinking I said that I had a beef with you, like, talking down about the Mets, but you guys got to enjoy it, you know?
Oh, no. I am a full-throated Mets fan through and through, orange and blue. There's nothing more I want in my life than a Met World Series championship. I want it, but I'm allowed to be somewhat realistic when it comes to the team.
Of course,
right?
When they're all five, of course, I understand. That's realistic, you know?
Right, that's all I was saying. And I'm thrilled with the play right now. Thrilled with the play. Nine out of the last 12. I mean, they're playing better. Mendoza, who seemed to be a little bit nervous, overmatched the first week or so of the season, he seems to be getting a little bit more into it, a little bit more settled on his feet, a little bit more even, which is, you know, that was going to happen. He's never done this before, right? He's never been a full-time manager before. So you expect a little bit of the nerves to come in.
Yeah, he seems decent, like, you know? But, like, even with the Carlos Quintana thing, I was like, you know, he was never really that good, but... He's doing well, you know?
Jose Quintana.
Yeah. My bad.
No, it's all good. I think you missed up Jose Quintana and Carlos Carrasco, maybe.
Yeah, but what I really wanted to say is, like, all the Yankee people, they had the best record. I'm not sure if they still have the best record. And they're going crazy, like, you know, before today or whatever. Like, it's just not understandable. Like,
what do you mean by going crazy, Dave?
Going crazy... Saying that they're like, oh, they're no good. Judge is struggling. I get Judge is struggling, but he'll get his.
You would think Judge would learn how to swing the bat again. And I believe Aaron Boone even said post game that he doesn't seem to be on the fastball like he's used to, Judge.
He also missed a lot of the spring.
Sure, spring training.
So yeah, so like you know, so he's still basic. Well, not no more. But, you know.
I got you, Dave. Dave, have a good night, all right, my man?
You too, my man.
Thank you. 877-337-6666. That's the phone number to get involved. We start Mets. How are Mets fans feeling? Positive, negative vibes. Just positive vibes right now. We can talk about the future. We can talk about their lack of wanting to get a top-of-the-line pitcher. We can talk about what the hell they're going to do about Pete Alonso, because I think that is a massive black cloud over the franchise. But 9-8, winners 9 of the last 12, that's good. Yankees we're going to get to. Yankees lose their first series of the season up in Toronto. They lose 5-4. Some questionable defense from Gleyber Torres. We'll leave it at that, and we can talk about that. Some questionable running from Giancarlo Stanton around third, who got lucky that the catcher dropped the ball. I had no idea why Louis Rojas sent him, to be honest. I have no idea why. That was a little confusing for me. We'll get into that. And we 1,000% will get into the hockey playoffs as the matchups are officially set. We knew about the Islanders and the Hurricanes. Tonight, we find out the Rangers are facing the Capitals. Rangers, Caps, first round, Ovechkin versus Panarin. Cannot wait. Should be two very, very good series. I will say off the top here before we throw to a break, if the Rangers cannot beat the Capitals and lose in the first round, it's an unmitigated disaster for this franchise. Unmitigated disaster if the Rangers cannot get out of the first round. the Capitals are no good. And I'm going to touch on that a little bit more in depth as the night goes on. I think the Islanders are playing with house money, to be frank with everybody. I think the way Patrick Waugh has this team going and had the team going the last 3 weeks of the season, last 4 weeks, incredible job by all of those guys, by the players, the coaches, Lou making the change behind the bench. It was the right move, and we'll get into that as well.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.